It's the Cricket Shed. Hello there and welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast. The name is Larry Quiderai, the podcast that looks at cricket developments in Zimbabwe and as far as, all the stuff that happens, especially non-international players. But this one is a biggie. It is about international player. Brian Bennett just made 134-133. And this was his first century at home, playing for Mountaineers. So his first century in List A cricket, that is 50 over cricket, was against Ireland. That was an ODI. But the first time he's made a century outside an ODI was this match. And I also talked to him about his moving to the franchise cricket establishment, that is playing in the PSL, where he's going to be with the Peshawar Zalmi. So this is the conversation I had with him.
It's the Cricket Shed.
Brian, is it the perfect way to set yourself up, especially after being named the vice captain for the ODI side, your first match in 50 overs back, you get 100?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it sets me up. I think obviously it came back from the World Cup, got a bit of runs there and sort of full in confidence and sort of know where my game is going at the moment. I'm sort of understanding myself a bit better now. So today, obviously, one day game, took it a bit slower and yeah, I just try to do the simple things for longer periods of time.
You came to a team that had been struggling for a while, but had just turned it around last week, last match day out when they beat Rocks. Did that also give us a certain enthusiasm in the team when you came in?
I think so, yes. I mean, we've won two back-to-back one-day games now, so I think you're now sort of up there, top of the table now, or maybe first or second, I'm not too sure. But yeah, definitely it gives us a lot of confidence to go out there and play today as well, and looking forward to the rest of the tournament as well.
It's a team that prides itself on at least trying to get one title and generally successful at that. Is that part of the DNA that also allows you and the rest of the players to go out there with the confidence?
Yeah, definitely. I think every team who's comes out to the competition is always wanting to win at least one of the three trophies. So yeah, it's always something we talk about. But listen, there's still a while to go, so trophies aren't coming just yet, so we'll have to wait for this.
Your first List A 100 was in an international year, and then now you finally got a domestic one. Usually players have it the other way around.
Yeah, I know. Obviously didn't have a few List A games before my one day game, so I'm just enjoying my cricket at the moment. I'm grateful for what happened today and hopefully long may it continue.
How does it feel to have been named the vice captain and the for both Test and ODIs personally?
Yeah, it's a very proud moment. I'm very humbled and very, very honored to take that vice captaincy role for Zimbabwe. Something I'm looking forward to in the future. And yeah, hopefully I can do well at it.
My last two questions, the first one, diving catch at the World Cup. I mean, everyone's talking about that, the whole world. Does that sink at any point, or is it just one of those things?
Yeah, I've heard that question a lot in interviews recently, but yeah, not really. I think I just sort of dived and the ball ended up in my hands. I didn't really think too much. I just try to get cover as much ground as possible and it ended up in my hands. So yeah, it's just one of those things. There's lots of catches going around the world these days that are pretty cool. So yeah, I'm glad to be up there as well.
And finally, the chairman and owner of Peshawar Zalmi tweeted today, "Welcome Brian John Bennett to the PSL. Finally, franchise player."
Yeah, obviously excited. I'm first league, overseas league that I'll be going to. I'm actually leaving tonight at 2:00 in the morning. So yeah, look, very excited. Hopefully I can get some sleep tonight. But yeah, well, another step in my career, so I'm looking very excited for that.
Everybody else would have rested and thought, you know what, I don't want to risk an injury, but you said, no, I'm going to help my team out.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's also nice to get some game time. I haven't held a cricket bat since the World Cup, so to come out and get some game time before going off to Pakistan, I think, is one of the tick box exercises that I need to do just so I can get back into the cricket field. And yeah, look, listen, hopefully I can do something at the PSL as well.
We'll be watching you and Raza there. All the best.
Cheers.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So there you go. Mountaineers are in the final. They're going to be playing against Southern Rocks, who have lost Jalat Khan. Jalat Khan has been chosen to play in the PSL. This sort of gives credence. Many people say, like, you know, the numbers in Zimbabwe don't matter. But there was an injury at Rawalpindi Pindies, and Jalad Khan, who's been the top wicket taker in Zimbabwe, has been called up for the PSL. He grew up as a calendar, but he's now gone there. So people play in Zimbabwe. Sometimes they say, okay, the quality of the cricket is not that great. Nope, he's been called up. And, of course, Raza is there as well. Shout out to him. He's at the Lahore Calendars. And so we've got two players that will be following from Zimbabwe in the PSL. And then also got checking out Jalad Khan, because I've seen him here. If you want to see some of the interviews we had with him on 3mob.com, go and check out on our social media platforms. Also, just check out on YouTube. That is directly where you can find the video. And Southern Rocks against the Mountaineers. That's happening on the 11th of April. Not sure where it's going to be played yet. Last year it was in Mataria. The year before it was in, it was in the Kwekwe. Yes. I don't know. Might they take it to Mashingo? Don't know. Or maybe play it in Harare. I don't know. Yeah, so that's that. Just remember to subscribe, share the podcast. If you want to be involved in the conversation, +263 719 903 327. It really does help when you subscribe, share, and all that other stuff. But otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. As I say, from where I come from, my name is Larry Quirera. Asilu Siasebenza.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.